Yeah, you've listened to Stooks in the Morning, but have you listened to Stooks in the Morning on exhaust fumes?
Are you talking about emails and responding and not responding?
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, I think that sometimes you don't even have to bother to respond. That just lets them know that you're not even interested in what they have to say. So you don't respond, eventually get a hint, even if it's 6 months later.
Yeah, just to get to 6 months, you probably just give up.
I mean, exactly. But sometimes, if someone's aggravating you or, you know, if you really don't like that person, you can be kind of catty when you send an email back. If it's something like, hey, you know, I never even thought about you, take care. Or I haven't even thought about an incident since it happened, take care.
You suck, good day.
Basically.
Yeah, see, that's one of those things, though, you could say, well, I haven't even thought about it since.
Exactly.
You come back, it's like, don't worry about it. I haven't even thought about it. But then maybe your intention was, I haven't even thought about you, biznatch, you know, but didn't expect to see. So it's not as clear in the email, so it's tough.
But the emails that I worry about or I get pissed off about is when your friends send you emails that apologize and things like that, because they basically don't have the cojones to tell you face-to-face that they're sorry for whatever they did.
Yeah.
That happens a lot, too.
It's a questionable move.
Exactly.
Hey, thanks for calling this morning.
Okay.
See ya.
This has been Stooks in the Morning on Exhaust Fumes.